Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, be seated. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Glory. Okay, that was an awesome recap. Have you seen the benefit of a recap? It will just refresh everything again, in a way. Okay. Second Timothy 3:15. So again, don't forget, Sister Okwara, Brother Joshua, Isaiah, Ijet, Tapis, Brother King. Don't forget, I'm trusting you guys to support everybody that are doing the exam this Saturday, especially the people who are just starting workers in training and the ongoing membership training. Make sure you show them the way. Make sure you help them. And also, don't forget, I as a church, I put more responsibility on you to provide the next set of membership training. Yes, of course, everybody is doing their PR notes, doing everything they ought to do, but the responsibility is more on you in that area to for continuity. 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child that has known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 16:1-go. All scripture are given by the Spirit of God, profitable for reproof, instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, very furnished. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So, I'll be slow. So, the intelligence in Christianity is a function of Bible knowledge. You see that verse 15? He said, the scripture are make able to make you wise unto salvation. So, intelligence in Christianity is a function of how old you have been as a believer. It's not a function of your experience as an elder in the church. Joshua and Opa, one day you will start listening to me. It's a function of it's not a function of how old you are being in church, okay? It's not a function of how how much of the things of the Spirit you demonstrate. It's a function of Bible knowledge, because scripture are able to make a man wise. Okay? It's able to make a man wise. It's able to make you to reason properly. It's able to make you to do things like you should. Scriptures are able. Scriptures are able. So, because what I'm saying that is that this, what is man past three? The subject of money is one area we just love to suspend irrational thinking. The subject of money is just one area that a lot of people just love to throw all caution into the wind and just pick any scripture, pick John 3:16, and put one ridiculous thing inside, where people suspend rational thinking. Rational thinking. That means just how things ought to be. How is the subject of money is the reason why some people just can sacrifice everything they have ever learned. In fact, they could even sacrifice sanity. What is proper? What makes sense, in quotes? They suspend context, suspend content, suspend grammar just for money. It's well, this type of thing. That is when everything becomes money. Agricultural seed becomes offering, right? Right? Yeah, I seek so in the land, it becomes offering. The ground, it becomes what? The offering bag. Amen. I seek sowed in the ground. The ground will become what? Offering bag. Because we stop thinking, right? Yeah. You read good success in the book of Joshua 1:8, it becomes contract, right? That you may have good success. It becomes contract. Awesome. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. That one becomes miracle money, right? Huh? Yeah, because of money. You know, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Then that one becomes miracle money. So we tend to totally forget context. Abraham's blessings becomes cash. Right? Yeah. We hear that Matthew 24 said the gospel will be preached to all nations for a testimony, witness for them, then the end shall come. But because of money, you hear it is end time money transfer, not end time preaching. The end time that God will transfer the wealth of who are the sinners in this place so I can know the people I want to acquire the money. How will God do it? Have you ever wondered? How will God move the money of Bill Gates to your account legally? How? Bill Gates will do what's up, man? He will will it to you. Awesome. He will not be able to sleep like what? Nebuchadnezzar. See our life? Clear. So, please, money must not define a believer's relevance. Pastor Ezekiel has emphasized that a lot. It must not determine it. Why you will finish working, say, I'm tired, I cannot go and learn, is because you have allowed money to do something to you, for you. But if you know that I am actually working for this so that I can be okay spiritually, in quotes, because of course, so I can take care of yourself, transport yourself to church, etc. If you know you are working for that end, you will not say, I am tired, I can't make it to church, because you will remember that God's will is the reason I am doing all I am doing. Well, there was a time that I love to say, just preach any story, like that you don't have to marry a lady in Christ. I think I heard him say something like that before. I know you remember that one. How did I actually put it that you don't have to, that, okay, this is my exact word. I think marriage is not a spiritual, it's not a spiritual what? Entity, yes, or relationship. No, it's a relationship in the flesh, right? That's marriage, which is actually true and valid. So also, you're going to work. Is it spiritual or physical? It's also physical. But at the end of the day, the man that understands God's will now use everything for what? For God's glory. That means I will not seek, so although I can marry outside God's will and I will be going to church while the guy will be watching us now at home, no problem. I could have done that. That's a relative term. You could have done that, and you are, when the girl, ladies watching telemundo at home, you are in church, no problem. But if you truly understand God's way, you will get it right that, it's proper to glorify Him with how many things? Everything. Are you with me now? Uh-huh. You will glorify Him with your job, glorify Him with your relationship, you will glorify Him with everything. So, money must not define a believer's relevance. This is a lot, but we must get it. I trust God for you. God has much more to give you than money. God has much more to give man than money. God has much more to give man than money. I was preaching, maybe it's in, can that be wrong? I don't know where I was emphasizing that God does not share land. God does not divide. Which one? Richard's portfolio, awesome, that God does not share land though. He is not a land sharer. And Jesus clearly told you that, in that, that's the passage we can read, that who has made me what? A divider over you. Ma? Yeah, is it who has made me a divider over you? No, that can be a lot. Have you seen people fighting for inheritance and they are going for mountain praying? They are going, this thing was in my head. You are seeking God for the wrong thing. You are seeking godly gathering for the wrong thing. You are seeking God's power for the wrong thing, for the wrong end. You don't say, take it. Although even if this thing is lawfully yours, my guy, take it. And what? Beware of covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. I am still working on that scripture, making more meaning to me, that your life is not defined by your what? By your possession, but by your impact on people's life. That's a lot. That's a lot, actually. Because we at times we operate by the senses, so you deem a man's relevance by what he drives, how big he is, where he lives, how much he has in his account, but die. So I said this is also part of the work of the local church. Okay, you know, some people cannot just make sense of it to come to church and we don't pray about money. Okay, you know, it's senselessness to some people that why else are we coming? Why else are we here? What else are we here to do? So we cannot just make sense of it to come to church and we don't pray about money. So part of the work of the local church is to open the eyes of the members by teaching and prayers to the fact that there is more to life than how much I have. That's part of the job of the local church. That's part of your job as a discipler, as you are discipling on the street, in your homes, in your cell meetings. It's part of your work to be able to show them, to open their eyes by teaching and prayers to the fact that there is more to life than how much you have. Intentionally, I don't really have so-called very rich people as friends. Sorry, that statement is a bit quashokori, but yeah, intentionally, I don't form a carcass of such. Maybe I will get to that later. John chapter 6. So, man is spirit, soul, and body, okay? Man is spirit, soul, and body. So, the reality that should matter most to the mind of man is that of the spirit. The reality that should matter most to the mind of man is that of the spirit. Is that of the spirit. Yeah, I have a lot to teach actually, but on Thursday, let's come to church, but it will be for reviews and pre-exam preparations, okay? Exactly. So please gather your families, ensure there is something. Please don't joke with this outcry. There is a lot we could have done at a church that will just cause us to blow. But all God puts in their heart is that what you know, put it in their mind as written in the scripture. Put it there. And that is just all I seek to get here. That's all. That's all. That little that is here, download it fully. And not just download, then I risk. You know, there's something that is called feedback loop in electronics. Ensure there is feedback. Ensure there is no positive feedback, not negative. No, we have negative, we have positive. Ensure there is good feedback. Actually, positive feedback is what causes oscillation, and that is actually very good. That is the John 6. What I mean is that when there is positive feedback, it will cause like a re-echo there will be progress, there's something like that. Just that way. So that's just what I seek to get here. There's a lot I could have thought, and Sunday I actually wanted to do all day. I was ready for all day. Since you didn't pray on Friday, could be my ready all day. But how many of you have finished soaking in God's Word Action Service 2? Have you finished soaking it in? Have you taught 100 people on the streets? That is Christianity. So I must remind you that it's more than, yes, I'm coming to church, I'm hearing. No, I am also understanding all that has been said, and I am putting it out. Is that clear, sirs? So please, pay more attention to understanding. Understanding. And I've made it open. I think you have a better scheme that we can pull up, better than the exam, to be sure that people understand this thing. Bring it up. We approve or disapprove. If you can have a microscope with which you can scan people's head, let's see, Brian Manuel say, is the word of God there? Pastor, it's there. Okay, no problem. Man of God. It would be awesome. So I said the reality that should matter must matter most to the mind of man is that of the what? Of the spirit, okay? Yeah. And what is the reality of your spirit? The word of God. The word of God is the reality of your spirit. The word of God, the doctrine of Christ, is learning in my mind. His words on my lips, my eternal devotion, eternal devotion. The word of God is the real. That is why Pastor Yankai would say, I am who God says I am. I am what the word says I am. Why are you sure you are saved? The word says, if I believe, I am saved. And I believe the word, and I stand by the word of God. That's it. The word of God is our proof. Imagine when Christ will come down for him to die on the cross, he spoke the word. For him to be raised from the dead, he spoke the word. Say, the word is my reality. Yeah, that's what he said in Luke on the cross. It was from Psalm 22. My God, why has thou forsaken me? Well, he was raised from the dead, that should be Psalm 16. Also, that will not leave thy soul in hell, right? Don't suffer, they only want to seek corruption. That means he relied on the word for the greatest miracle that ever happened on that. Because Ephesians 1 says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Yeah, that is the exceeding greatness of his power. The power of just so much. And that is because Christ judged the word of God faithful. Same thing you must do. Judge the word faithful. Let the word of God be your reality. Don't be defined with what people call you. Don't be defined with your alias. Don't be defined even with your own, with what you think is your character today. Let the word of God define you. Let it define who you are. Let it define how you think. Let it define how you reason. Let it define your company. Let it define it. Let it define your confession. Not the news that are flying here and there. Let the word of God call the shots. So, John 6:26. Read this for us earlier. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not only because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Because of specific thing, you are seeking God, this thing, specific thing, food, miracle, this one, not just the miracle, this one, this food, you are seeking me for this. And no, the same guy, listen, the same Jesus that gave them the miracle now told them that what? Labor not for the meat which perish. Are you getting that? Now, if it's maybe it's John the Baptist that made the miracle, and Jesus was now saying, no, focus on this, then it could have been a bit more simpler. But it's so bad, so not so bad, it's so tricky that it's the same person that provided the good health, the same person that provided the good job, that provided the money, that provided the awesome family, that is saying, guy, that is yet not what to labor upon. Are you getting this? The same God. Because at times, some people think, okay, it is maybe
God must, you know, I didn't have heard of all those ridiculous testimony of people that said that, because I didn't serve God, God took away my right hand, or God ensured I don't have hair on my head again, or he killed one of my child. So therefore, right now, I am serving God, and everything has been fine. That's not our God. God is good by default, hallelujah. He's good by default. He's good just like that. So, but in his goodness, he will beg you. I beg. I am smiling with you, not because you are actually totally on the right path. I am smiling with you because I don't have a choice. That's just me. But there is yet something you must focus upon. Are you getting me, sirs? It's so easy. That is why when people come out in those churches and they give those unserious testimony in Christian gathering, yes, praise God, hallelujah, yeah, thank God I got this. As much as, yeah, we are called those things as God's blessing, you are using it against the purpose of God. That's the point. That is not what we hype in the midst of the saints. Is the same God that giveth us all good things richly to enjoy. I will not tell that, but my guy, focus on this. So he said, labor not for the meat which perish, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father what? Sealed. Guess what? Do you know, after this chapter, do you know if they didn't live, God might have given them another fish and bread. Yeah, if they didn't live. Why Jesus? If they say, okay, we have ate, but we are hungry. Yeah, and that miracle we have for that one. But would their story be different from Psalm 78? No, it will be the same story. Amen. So that is why, this is what I'm saying. If you seek those things, you will get it. That's the tricky part right now. But you will miss God. You seek things in the name of God, you may get it, but you will definitely miss God. You miss the giver. First Peter 1:13. You don't. Not every job is for believers. Not every job. That's just the truth. Not every. Someone said, okay, if all of us are born again, who will do this one? Let's be born again first. Must all the jobs be done? I'm coming. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, guide up your loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end of the for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 14, let's read, please. As obedient children, not fashion yourself according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. If you call on the Father, who without respect of person judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. 18 and 19, please, want to go, please. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Okay, from that verse, what is the meaning of the blood of Christ? You can tell me. You say you are not redeemed with corruptible things, but you are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. So, how did the blood of Jesus wash away our sins? I need something I can be using to stone people, not microphone. These ones are expensive. Amen. Come on. What's the meaning? This one is not that expensive. I can still use it. Okay. Guy, now. Please talk, Jerry. By the Spirit in your heart. Forever. Come on.
How does the blood of Jesus wash away your sin? IJ.
Is that thing at the back of your head that is not, is that block it? When you believe, Father, when you believe. Oh God, Pastor Joyce, you see your life now. No, they are showing you your life, not their life. It's your life they are showing you. It flies from here too. It's flies from here too. Sir Grace, do you remember? Do you remember? Try. It's life, yes. Not just that. Keep going. What of the what does no you won't see it from that Bible? I've taught you guys before. What does the blood of Jesus mean? I don't like about Nana Stata, but around that, sorry, that's what I'm saying. What are you saying, Jerry? Okay, what does the blood of Jesus? What does it mean? When we say the blood of Jesus wash away your sin, what does it mean? I said that one too, have you? Thank you, sit down. Before then, Inko? Is life offered for us before then? Okay, anyway. What is the blood of Jesus? It means the message of his death. Simple. That's what I'm saying. The message of his death. When we are talking about the blood of Christ. Don't focus on hemoglobin. Okay? That's what I'm just saying. It means the message. You must put that word. Message. It is message that wash away your sin, not hemoglobin. I said that before. No. Lodo. That's why Pastor Jeremy gave you an exam and all of you. You failed now. You passed. You failed. It's called 9.5/10. Glory to God. Okay, so of course, and I know this. I know you know it, but it's just the way I put it. It means, what I'm saying is that we are saying blood of Christ. The first thing you must hammer to me back is that, okay, we are not talking about the red blood cell of Christ, okay? It's not that red thing that came out on the cross that washed away anybody's sin. When we say the blood of Christ, it means the message of his death, okay? And that message implies the love of God. Write that down like it implies the love of God. You see, remember, you should remember Romans 5. The love of God is shed where are brought in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Then later it now says, scarcely for the righteous man we want there, yet peradventure some will even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us in that what? While we are yet sinners, Christ did what? He died. So that message, okay. So how does the blood of Jesus wash away people's sin? When the message of the death comes to that man, the message changes the attention of that man from rebellion to the gift of grace. So sin is an action, not a black beard under Antitus goatee. Not a black thing there that the blood just wipe off. To wash away sins implies you are changing your own action. Let the author teach that now. Appeal of God. That's the. So when we are saying the blood is washed away your sin, it's not, don't look, it's a Old Testament terminology, okay? Which they use in the temple. But in the reality, what happens is that a man hears the message of Christ and he repents. What is repentance? He changed his what? Mind. Meta what? Metanoia. He changed his mind from, I am thinking that God is angry with me before, I am thinking anti-Christ before, now I will think pro-Christ. Something like that. You get me? God bless you. So, back to 1 Peter 1:19. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So, that means, think about that. Say verse 18 and 19 again. Say, for as much that you are not redeemed. You are not redeemed with corruptible things, but with the precious blood of Christ. So, that means the man that is born again
he must have valued his truth more than corruptible things. He must have valued the message in verse 19 more than the corruptible things in verse 18. He must have valued more the truth in verse 19 more than the corruptible things in verse 18. So if you make an altar call, yes, if you are here, you don't have an husband, you don't have this, you are looking for a contract, come out, and after, and as part of the plenty altar calls, okay, also, so if you are also outside, for God to give you this money you are looking for, the first step is that what? You must what? Give your life to Christ. Such people are not saved. They are going to hell. Because you are, I mean, is there... You have baited them with corruptible things. What is the tool that God used to toast the sinner? You remember? Huh? What I just finished now, Jesus. What does Jesus God toast people? Which message? The events, specific events, which although looks like foolishness to the world, but to us is the power of God. Do you get that? Uh-huh. Is the power of God. That means, although I have plenty of things I could use to lure the sinner, I could have gone, share food, share clothes, do this, and even do miracles. But he said, guy, focus on my tool. My tool of appeal to man is my death, the message of my death. A man draws close to God in the message of the death of Jesus, and he becomes born again in the message of his resurrection.
I know you are far from grace, right? Brother? One day you guys will know this thing. And I will rest and travel abroad. you know it by force. Amen, amen. Okay, am I? Now see verse 20 down. Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest. Okay? You don't see that word. Manifest. Foreordained from when? Genesis, right? That means from Genesis is available to justify men. Foreordained, but was manifest in these last times for you. Verse 21. Who by him, say by him. Yeah, that was by his message. You believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be where? Might be where, guys? In God, not in earthly possession. 22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth. See, I have purified my soul. In obeying the truth. That means I gave it to the message and not to the corruptible things. I have purified my soul in obeying the truth. That means I look away from all the plenty things that are trying to lure me and I obey the message. I gave it to the message. Through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again. Come on, let's read together. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the what now? By the word of God, which liveth and what? So if I tell you that, analyze this, that word of God there, inside that word of God, you will have the message of his death, also the message of his what? Resurrection. You will have it there. In the death, you also have the burial in the death. Okay, then resurrection, then you have receiving the Spirit in the resurrection. Okay? So being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass. See that, please. This is where I'm going. All flesh is as grass. I've seen, oh God, my wife was showing me yesterday a lady that was fine, dancing up and down fine, and they said maybe went for a surgery, he died. What are you trying to do? You are trying to look finer than you are. You are trying to, like, what? What? What are we looking for? For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. Now, see this. Whether you like it or not, the grass withereth, and the flower what? Therefore, falleth away. Emoji, go and check your picture 10 years ago. Compare it with you today. You will know that the flower is fading away. This is Bible doctrine.
In fact, I saw one sales update of Ife today that is, she won't snap any bad on. Just how many years ago? Four. And they say, wow, see the glory of God then. Wow, where's the glory today? Is it there anyway? Just that the air was removed. The air of the glory was removed. So the grass withered, the flower was faded. Guy, it will fade. What are we racing for? Okay, check your mom. You know it has faded. Selah. That's the truth. No, if you ask me, one of the things I hate most is just this old age mentality. You wake up in the morning, like, don't brush your teeth. You will see how you see how you'll be smelling like ever. Why are people proud? The reason you are looking fine, if no matter say natural beauty, like character, don't bet. You know the dream of natural beauty. Don't bet. Don't take care of your hair. You know the dream of natural beauty. It's natural beauty. No, it's natural beauty. Just stay as God created you. Don't shave the beard. Don't do anything. You know natural. So this is actually like he just calls for just scotch on and just be cool. Just no offense. I look at some people that why are you proud? Why is there to be proud of? Your pride is not on you. You are only pride because of Jojo Amani. What is the name of those designer? Masashi, yes, you know, what do you call it? Wherever you call it. The eyeshadow is made from Jeans and Sons. The Gucci pants, Abi. Then, Rolex now. Goddess casual. Awesome, Goddess casual, amen. Although he does not wear the Goddess to church. The day I see him in front here with those type of things, you know the meaning of God and Satan. So, So if they remove everything, out of ZA, right? If they strip you right now of everything and just give you choir robe of Anglican, how will you look? Let's relax. Amen, amen. Funny enough, I didn't write it. It's not my fault. I saw it there. No, anything I see there, I don't have a choice. I have to read it. You know, I like it at times. Well, it's there. Oh, let's skip it. Let's say, go. No, I can't do that. So, see that. So, let's read it together. Want to go, verse 24. Want to go, yes? All flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. For the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached. Hallelujah. Can you see the power of those songs that you guys sing right now? Here's the power. What we do for God will never be extinct. That's what he's saying. What we do is either you trust God with everything or you just be floating. You always be floating. You will not get it. That's why you are sitting that this is just, this Christianity is just like an addition to our normal life. You will still be floating somehow. You will be floating. You will not know, some persuasion will not enter. You will not get it very well. And you are just thinking that, okay, well, I will just be a Christian wife, a Christian lawyer, a Christian shoemaker, a Christian, you know, something will be missing. It will be missing. So he's saying, although when mortality will overcome this flesh, what you have done with the word of God will still be speaking for you. That is something to task for. That is something to look forward to. That is something to bestow, invest your all into. To invest your all, your everything into the ministry of the word. In knowing, in teaching, something to invest much more upon. Some people see their Bible, they are using it for 6 years. Ephesians is missing. To give Paracletos 5K to get new Bible. You can't be stealing my exam Bible to use in church. Let me catch you. Invest. No, like some people is, you know, I hope you know, since inside this church, have I thought on giving people? Because I know that you don't want to hear me on the topic. Because I will not only preach from the scripture, I will preach with my standard. And to be serious. You see, how some people will say there is an obvious need. Church is about to start. There is no 3K. For well, yeah, let's test Sister Christie. Are you a Muslim? Yeah, I mean, we have to save. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, we will all be saving. In benevolence. All you just want to do is to just check your account balance. Yes, it's there. It is 6K. Well, maybe that's because that's my, sorry, that's the reason that one came to my mind. So yeah, I think you'll be seeing it there. You are after the world. That's the point. The world. That's it. Let the word of God, let the ministry of the word, let it have your all. Now, I'm not saying, close your account. We don't do all those type of manipulation here. So, but let the ministry of the word, let it have your allegiance. So now, it is now more ridiculous to now go in search to go to the world in search of what the world tells you to flee from. Rather than, it is now more ridiculous to go to the word of God to search for what the word of God tells you to flee from. Maybe it's on Sunday that we will get, maybe tomorrow or Sunday we'll get to Genesis. We analyze all the so-called rich people in Genesis. Move from there, we move to all those kings. You see them. So it's very ridiculous. You know, some people think that the only thing that we have to flee in the Bible is a sexual sin. See 1 Timothy 6 verse 3. 1 Timothy 6. 6. 6. 6 verse 3. I am not ashamed. I let go my rights, that I might show myself faithful to the end. Oh, God bless our drummer and bass guitarist. They will maybe make heaven. Amen. I know they are awesome. Awesome. All the audios should be ready before Sunday actually. Make it available. And just things you just put on repeat. Actually, at times you don't disdain this little thing we have for. Let me explain. Go to all the concerts you can get you have been to. Show me where you have 33 songs. Heavy Christology. Heavy doctrine. 33. Like that, without putting banner. I'm not saying mean now. So don't disdain what you are. Exactly, guys. Yeah, don't disdain it. Don't use we 15 of us here. Don't use that one to ram to weigh. Don't do that. Don't dishonor because it's a new church. Don't call your church a new church. You know it's a new church. No, this thing just form a mindset or that don't worry, it's a new pastor, it's a new church. And I never be a good pastor, so new too. We are new every month. 1 Timothy 6, verse 3. If any man teach otherwise, and what? Consent not to what? wholesome words. Now, hold on. You are seeing this right now. You don't know yet why he's not consenting to wholesome words. What you are going to see from verse 3 to verse to the next two verses is only the result of him not consenting to wholesome words. But we see the reason. We have two things now. We have wholesome words. We have the reason why a man is not consenting to wholesome words. Then we have the result of a man what? Not consenting to what? Wholesome words. So for now, let's see the result. So if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, this is the result, this is the effect, this is the act, these are the things you will see. He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh what? Envy, strife, really evil surmising, verse 5, perverse disputing of what? Men of corrupt mind and destitute of the truth. Can you see the real problem? Okay? The real problem is that their minds are corrupted, they are destitute, rebellious to the truth, supporting that what, guys? Gain is godliness. From such, my guy, withdraw thyself. So, what is the reason why he is not consenting to wholesome words? His mind is corrupt, he is destitute of the truth, he is supposing that godliness coming to church, prayer should be dropping coins in your pockets. That's the issue. He is supposing that gain is godliness.
Yeah, I didn't know if you remember. Sorry, you're not. You should be Pastor Joe in church, not there. It's true. Anyway, I didn't know. Remember that guy that said that the amount of praying tongues you do, that how much you will be coming. 30 minutes of tongues should be crediting our account balance. But you know that guy is a lazy prayer man. He does not like prayer. He says, you pray in tongues. You can't relax. Relax. As you pray in tongues, the thing should be entering your account balance. The saddest part of that is that as the day you are pushing in church, all be happening, everything will be in question. Oh, Gloria, yeah, hey, Baba, yeah, you cross, Baba. Uh-huh. They are happy. But you don't know you have planted a canker because the guy will go. You go and try it. You will try it first day, it didn't work. Okay, maybe God has shifted from 30 minutes. Let me try 3 hours. You try 3 hours. Say, no, let me now add fasting. Okay, now we add dry fasting. Nothing will come. So the zeal is like this thing will now drop like this. Now said Christianity is a fallacy. A lot of people that they call them 80s today, we drove them to that destination. Preachers. Yeah. Preachers did. Supposing that gain is godliness. Yes, I told you why go down. When they say, this year is your year. Okay. God will give you this year. This year. It's this year. Who is the tarry? Wait for it. It will surely come. So by the time it's now November, it's not coming. Say, 11th hour what? Miracle. Say, there is a God of 11th hour miracle. So we declare 7 days. Okay. So by the time it's now December, things are coming. Say, guy, at least thank God for the gift of life. That at least it's that you are alive, that you can pursue things. Just thank God. At least any Joshua, another. You don't know that song. Any Joshua, no. That is the sad part. Okay, God forbid. I've heard that song to before now. He's saying the person that we have got yesterday. Where is he today? Where is he? He has died. He has gone. The person sitting beside me today. It may be tomorrow that we don't see him again. Run! See. I am not saying God does not answer our prayers. I am not saying we don't get what we seek in prayers. But I am saying the joker in Christianity is not that type of answered prayers. The joker in Christianity, the must do, the one that God has full control over, is prayers that centers around salvation and his ministry. God does not have total control over dispersing of wealth, over sharing of husband, over. God does not have total control over that, because those are decisions that are subject to the will of man, individual will of men. And the same way you don't want God to manipulate you to drop all your money in your account to your neighbor, so same way, don't pray, don't wish that God manipulates someone else for your favor. But yet, we see our God is beautiful for every situation. That means, obviously, he's going to care for you. But he's saying, my guy, contentment. Because obviously, the world is not our own. Yeah. So, from verse 26, please, did you get a difference? See that Luke 12 that Pastor Duke read. He said, who has made me a what? A judge, a ruler, or a divider over this type of matter. Not until we must first agree that, okay, this is it. So that should be in What Is Man series 1. You should have, I think everybody in 20 will pass through it, right? Awesome. So that is when we clearly separate that, okay, there are things that God has given. And things that God has given is not currently under the micromanagement of God. God has given a rich heart. Some people have possessed a place called Saudi Arabia, which has oil. God will not go to them and say, give me the land. I want to give you that. She is my daughter. No. Some people say, if I am your son, if I am your son, I deserve the best of life. Guess what? When God gave everything, nobody was his son then. Sorry. That's the truth. When he gave everything, he had not one new creation. And that actually communicates more of the love of God. That's the point. That's who our God is. He gave a rich heart without, when, of course, you know, it has technical details, but he gave a rich heart without anybody saying, thank you, sir. Did anybody say, wow, awesome? You know, buddy, the first person that will come on, you don't say that, but it's the wife you gave me that made me, he blamed God for what God provided. So, yep. Of course, those are surface details. You have deeper interpretations. Okay, 1 Timothy 6:6. But godliness, please, let's read this one together. So, let me read verse 5, you now read verse 6 for me. Perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. Verse 6, want to go? Godliness with contentment is great gain. Please write this down. I know I don't give you enough Greek words, I'm sorry. The Greek word of contentment there is A-U-T-A-R-K-E-I-A. A-U-T-A-R-K-E-I-A. What are poor? Otapiapia. Something like that. Okay. That word means self-satisfaction. Otapiapia. Yeah. Self-satisfaction. Godliness with self-satisfaction is great gain. Please, and intentionally, I cannot stop this sermon midway, because these things can be tricky if not well explained. There are some things I will have to say towards the end of the sermon. Please pay attention and listen. So, godliness with contentment is great gain. Self-satisfaction. Please write down this my own definition. Contentment means when anxiety
is not expressed over a need not yet attained. Contentment is when anxiety is not expressed over a need not yet attained.
Yeah. Let me know if you got that.
Or a need not yet met. Is something you need, is it meant or attained, whichever.
Just I'm just looking for the best grammar for that. A need not yet, you know, attained, you know. Met, something like that, yeah.
But when anxiety is not expressed over such a need, not want to need, yeah, that's contentment. Okay.
Like, I also write down this definition. I think I learned that from Pastor Menka. Self-control is the ability to suspend a lawful gravitation for a more noble cause. Is when you suspend lawful or immediate gratification, okay, for a what? More noble cause. I just put personal account on that one. Self-control.
Okay, so verse 7. Okay, let me wait for you. These things are Christology. This is Christology. What are you saying is Christology? Contentment is Christology. Verse 7, once ago, for we brought, come on, look at your Bible, help me. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having what? Food and raiment. Let us therewith be content. Now, verse 9. Want to go? Let's read, yes. But they that will be, say will be, I'm coming, will be rich, fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. That means, write this down. There is a drawing in wealth accusation. That means there's a drag, okay? There's a drag. That means, God. Wealth accusation seeks to drag. Now, just write down. Help me now. Is that, how can I better put that? Huh? There's a what? Pool. There's a pool, okay? So, okay, verse 10. I think I've said it somewhere again. Verse 10, once you go. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, again, which evil are we talking about from verse 3? Not consenting to wholesome words, okay? So we can say, for the love of money is the root of all these evil, all these doctrinal evil, specific. All these doctrinal evil. Now, the next word is the real catcher here. Which, while some converted what? After. Please, write down this Greek word. Write O-R-E-O-R-E, Gomai. O-R-E-G-O-M-A-I. What's your issue? Did I tell you I'm a Greek scholar? Pastor, are we? When I teach you, you become a Greek scholar. And ministry will continue. Oregomai. How do you pronounce that? Oregomai. You see Oregomai. Same thing. Okay. Now, so which, that is the Greek word of convicted there, okay? So the meaning from Tyre's definition is when to stretch oneself in order to touch or grab something. To stretch oneself in order to touch or to grab something. To stretch oneself in order to touch or to grab something. So he said, while some competed after, they have Erred from the faith, right? Erred. Erred is a Greek word. Apoplanao. A-P-O-P-L-A-N-A-O. A-P-O. Apo is to go, is away from. Then plan now, like away from, like away from plan, something like that. So it means to go astray, okay? To lead away. APO is to, is away, actually. So to go astray, to lead away from the truth to error. That's the word. To lead away from the truth to error. Apoplan now. To lead away from the truth to error. So, which why some coveted after, they have to covet after, to stretch yourself beyond limits. You have, they have erred, they have gone astray from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Well, to be candid, the many sorrow here will be centered around mastery in ministry. Many sorrow there will be centered around mastery on in ministry. Verse 11. Verse 11. But thou, O what? Man of God, what must you do? Flee these things, but and follow after what? Righteousness, holiness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Amen, amen. Okay, so write this down. There is a ardent race after money that the believer must not run. Quote my words exactly. There is a ardent race after money that the believer must not run. Now, this is not about how much comes to you as a result of your labor. This is not about how much comes to you as a result of your labor. But how far you are able to, but how far you are able, you are willing to labor to get more. But how far? Where did I lose you? Right, Brian, Manu, help him now. I lost him somewhere.
The highest house. His holy place, yeah, his house. Holy place, God is not holy. All of his goodness.
Okay, so now, so this is not about how much comes to you, okay? From your labor, no, but how much you are willing to labor more. So, again, right now, write this down. This is the one that we clearly define. All these instructions are relative to ministry. All these instructions are relative to ministry. Please. So when he's saying many sorrows in that place, you may not see the sorrow on him. It's not that the guy will be going like a Black Maria or like a sad person or like a sorrowful person. No, many sorrow there is relative to mastery in ministry. So I said all this instruction is relative to ministry. And of course, in a deeper sense, we should know that ministry is relative to where you are called to serve. And ministry is relative to where you are called to serve. And where you are called to serve is a function of the accuracy of God's word and impact that they have on your life. Where you are called to serve now is now, that one also is not your, is about, it's not the church closest to my house, right? It's, how do I put it? A function of accuracy of God's word and what? Impact, okay? Impact that they have or could have. They have or could have on your life. Verse 12 now. Well done, everybody. Well done. Verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many what? Witness. So, when he's saying lay hold on eternal life there, does it mean be born again? So eternal life there, we mean what? Ministry. Okay? Context. Ministry. Okay. So, it's not, so what we are saying since now is that it's not that your boss will give you a bonus at work, or he will give you double salary, and you say, I'm afraid of the love of money. No, that's not what I'm saying. Amen. No, that's not what you are saying. So that's not what you are saying. So, what we are saying is, God. With what you are doing, you are yet progressing as a minister. With what you are doing, with whatsoever trade, sector, profession, you are yet progressing as a minister. Of course, relative to where you are called to serve, okay? You are still progressing as a minister. So that means if I am doing my normal work, I am working normal, let me say 8 to 4, 8 to 5, I am doing the normal duty, and the result comes big. Glory to God. But if I am doing my best and the result is not coming big, don't compare yourself with the person that is having more results and putting in the same effort. Try and put that down in any way you can. You can't spy from your neighbor. I didn't even know what I said again. Let me find the thing. So, if you do just what you can and big result comes in, glory to God, no problem. But if you simply do your best and the result is not as big, okay? And it's not that much as others. Don't compare yourself with the person that is putting in similar effort with yours and getting more. Something like that. And it is, sorry, I lost you again. Okay. You get that now. So, where does the sin comes from now in ministry? When I am now trying to overstretch what? Myself. Overstretch will simply be related to one thing and one thing. What's that? Ministry. Right? Ministry. It's not about, okay, it's not even about, funny enough, it's not even about, do you do weekend jobs or, but of course, you know, you can do weekend jobs and you know, have a very nice off and everything. So, that is why there's no clear rule, okay? The Bible does not write all the schedule of, okay, doctor schedule, nurse schedule. Yeah, okay, if you are a nurse, this is the day you must preach. If you are a doctor, this is how you must do it. If you are, which one again? If you are a RT, this is how you must do it. If you are a Uber driver, don't bother.
you never serve God again. If you are a shift hand, so stuff like that.
So that is not there. That's why I keep telling you that sincerity matters a lot when you approach the world in ministry. So all the world is saying is that, guy, something must be done. Find your way around it. Amen, amen. So you don't, that means I must not stretch myself, and that's what obviously the local church has come to accept some evil in the world. And I will explain that now. So the local church also, okay, are you listening? Local church have come to accept some evil in the world. Like, for instance, that the man will walk from 7 to 5 is actually evil, okay? It's not too good. It's 7 to 5, well, it's not too good, because if every day we can only linger for an hour, but we can walk for 7 hours to just get a small pay, it's evil. But we there are things that we cannot just do anything about. If you go to campus, you have a campus fellowship, and they have to go to class from morning till what? Till evening, then they have tutorial. These are things that you cannot just do much about. But the church must now sit down and see, find a way of plotting our way into eternal relevance. Ah, well done. I know I'm saying a lot, eh? Try and, when you're done with your exam, try and pick this, what is mine again, and listen very well. So you can get the small, it's so tiny, because the point is that a lot of people are looking for rules. The rule, how should we do it? It's not there. It's not there. What is there is sincerity. What is there is ministry. What is there is what is applicable in the place you are called to serve. That's what determines, that's what calls the shots. Okay, so now the believer must not be afraid of all God has provided, but we must be word controlled, not wealth controlled. The believer must not be afraid of all God has provided. Is anybody afraid of money here? Amen? Anybody afraid of money here? So, but obviously, nobody can answer that. But must only be what? Word controlled, not wealth controlled. Wealth controlled. That's it. That's the key part. Don't be wealth controlled. Don't be. You know why some people have issues submitting to church authority? Because there's no money involved. Yeah. Because there's no money involved. If you are working in an office that you are paid 400K monthly, 400K every 29th of the month, does not miss 12 p.m., T drops, 400. And your HOD is one lady smaller than upper. You say, ah, yes, ma. Ah, you see best attitude. Ah, ma, this your, can I come and wash your clothes? But in church, because you won't come here to spend, nobody gives anything to you. You come and drop what you have. It's actually shameful, okay? It's very shameful. That's why you say, so tell somebody, okay, this man is your family head. You'll be proud of him. Yeah, it's a shame. That same regard that you cannot give to IJ, you will give people at your place of work. Why? Money. It's a shame. If you are doing that, go and repent. You appoint somebody over you and you can't listen. It's a shame on your spirituality. It's a shame on your priority. There's a way the world values people. Anytime I carry small car, can I carry golf? They almost not open the gate for you. But let me carry another one. From afar, they will all like, come on, line up. Yes, sir. That's not you. No, I'm not saying you should be angry with rich people. That's not the point. But but that's not you. See that Revelation 3 again. Church should have the best. You are not serving mammon. You are not saved by mammon. You see some people, Hey, you see the boss? They will be talking. They will be dumbfounded. Still, cannot talk, cannot utter a word. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But peace will be talking to you. Just like, we must show regard for what you are doing there. Just like Pastor Jolan Mark, some of you script, the script of ministers. So things that me, I wouldn't overlook. Pastor Jolan said, who is T Glow in my church? I said, so if you are right, you write in common work, you put your full name, Adeshina, Adefoyin, Adetutu, Ade Uraola, Vivian. You now say in church, what's your name? Fish Prophet. So, we just take it so casual, and we think it's about our honor system. How much it just is a bad system. Like, for me, I didn't know. I was saying that. What's all this? Sorry, I didn't know. I think it's only the word. It's not really the word, though. The attitude matters. Of course, you know, intentionally, you need to pay up. Do anybody have a database of your date of birth? Josh, do we have any for anybody? See, in our church, sorry, that's just, sorry, don't look like it is, that is, in fact, not even as workers, as members, it will be clear. I've seen the form, your name, occupation, salary, and date of birth. But you see, believer, what would you write? 1990X. Here, X is an integer less than or equal to. I know you mean, I don't even bother my head. What do I want to do with your age? No duty is 45. So I've already, and he's listening to me. So what else? Somebody is 45 and is listening. So you can't say I don't look at your age to instruct you. Your duty is listening. The oldest. Amen. 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 Praise God. At least you can see pastors that can come and listen to God's word. I will not be looking at your face. God forbid. I have signed in my life. Before I'm done, I will do it with commitment, sincerity, dedication. The word, nothing else. You stay. You go with not our fortune. But yeah. So Revelation 3:14. Sorry, well done. It's just not something I can leave halfway. And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen, faithful, true witness, beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works. Okay, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I want that thou at cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Let's read 17, please. Help me. Yes, sir. Because thou seest, I am rich. Hold on. So please, in the Bible, always know the cause and the effect, okay? Cause and effect. The effect is in verse 14. It's in verse 15. They are not what? Cold. They are neither cold nor what? Hot. So that's the effect, okay? But what's the cause? What's the reason? Because, that's verse what now? 17. 17 is the real reason, okay? So we have the reason and we have the effect, okay? The reason is 17. The effect is verse 15. Because thou seest, I am what? Rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Spiritual, of course. Verse 18, is this where I'm going? I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. That's referring to the world, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and I may die with eye slave. Tyrol, that thou mayest see, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. So, what we saw there is also doctrinal error, which spans from the mindset that wealth gives. The mindset that wealth gives. So, firstly, the church must not be built on such ideas, on such details. Don't build saints on, all your message is on money, money, money. You are building saints on fallacy. The church is built on the details that rescued us from hell. That is what the church is built upon. Now, you cannot write anything down, saints. I'm sure you write this one down. There is a mindset that wealth or its accusation tends to give man, which the believer must seek to reject. There is a mindset. See, there is money and there is a mindset around money, okay? There is a mindset that wealth or its accusation tends to give man, which the saint must reject, must seek to reject. Must seek to reject. At times, when I go to maybe service station and I met some people with a love to wow, this your version is serious. Is this there's usually do race in a place. Usually do we have a committee? We have a forum association. Those type of can you come? Let's come and groove in this. Of course, I don't even remember the name. I was looking at the face. Come on, groove. Come on, let's go on, groove. Let's. Now, this is where I'm going. Even what they have is not even like, it's not even what put that one. And you wanna, but the mindset he gave them is the what? We go there, Abby? Pop, da, So that means it's not actually about what I have, it's about what he does to you. That's the law of money. It's not about what I have, it's about what it does to you. Even included now, where's your notes now? You forgot. Stop doing this now. Grow now. Stop talking like this. Grow. Please. What do you use phone to write? I can manage phone as Bible once in a while, but not to be writing now. Please. Nice. Not times. I will not have you. Power to whack you again, but you should know better. So, say there's a mindset that wealth or as its accusation tends to give man, which the believer or the saint must seek to reject. Just go look at scripture purely on that and we close. Deuteronomy 8, verse 12. Well done. Well done. Well done. Deuteronomy 8, verse 12. So, don't worry. These things will keep you sane for years, okay? It will keep you, I'm serious. It will keep you sane for years. You will just be like, that's 15 years from now. Just say, this is that. Awesome. Ministry. We rap on ministry levels, praise God. Not on, Pastor, I am on my fourth baby. Oh, hey. I will bring, if there's any extra doctrinal person I will bring to church, when all of you get married, I will bring a family planner to church. And we have a clinic there. We have a plan of this there. Sela, leave that. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Deuteronomy 8, verse 12. Once again, let's read the answers. When thou hast eaten and are full, build both houses and dwell therein. And when thy herds and thy flock multiplied, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all thou art is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forgettest the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Can you see that? Yeah? Can you see that? He said, guess what? All those blessings, who gives it? Huh? God gives it, right? That is why I told that even if you have two people, both of them are exactly the same of your efforts, one person like gets more from the effort, the person that is getting more should see it as a issue. Although you are the one laboring, okay? Well, firstly, you deem it as a gift of God. Secondly, you deem it as a responsibility to what? To serve others. Are you with me? That is why we deem wealth, things that we work for, as a gift of God, because it's an avenue to what? To serve, to give, to help. Sorry, that was fast. Just write down that when I have enough, I deem it as a gift of God. And secondly, I deem it as a responsibility to serve others. So although you are the one working, but you still see it as what? God's what? Blessing. So Deuteronomy 8:12. Lest when thou hast eaten, okay, sorry, we have read that. So see Proverbs 30:8. No, extreme can push people to folly. But funny enough, not even wealth alone. Extremes can push people to folly. Proverbs 30:8. Remove far from him vanity and lies, and give me neither poverty nor riches. He's talking about the mindset. The mindset. Feed me with food convenient for me. Let's read verse 9. Yes. Lest I be fooled and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. So that means there's a mindset that poverty or wealth, or there's a mindset that I have little, that it communicates to you that I have little. So he said that I will take the name of God in vain. So I have little or I have much. There's something he does to them that they just say, leave God. There's something he does to them. That's serious. Please ensure you get that properly, okay? That means both wealth and both having it or not having it can be a disaster. Guess what? Who is speaking here? Solomon, a man that has what? That has enough. And I think he was actually talking about his story. This is what actually happened to him. So that means it's not the cash, it's not the account balance that is the problem, it's what? It's what he does to you. It's the mindset. I say there's a mindset that these things communicate. So, then write this down. Write this down. Please help me. Write this down. Wealth has been a symbol of pride, unbelief, stubbornness, arrogance in the scriptures. Wealth is used, because of all these things we have discussed, okay? Wealth has been a symbol of pride, unbelief, stubbornness, and arrogance in the scripture. Pride, unbelief, stubbornness, arrogance. Luke 1:46. Luke 1:46. See, when riches increase, I want you to see the awesome. That is my greatest desire. When it increases, I want it to be awesome. Guess what? That mindset is available in Christ. It's available in the world. It's not compulsory. You have to struggle through life for you to be saved. It's not compulsory. So, but whether wealth or it's not coming, there are core values that we don't drop. The only thing I don't drop in life is I don't drop my values. My greatest value, sane company. Sane company. Then when I was saying in Ibadan before, when all my friends say let's go to Dubai, I'm not going. Let's go to Abuja, I say I'm not going. I will gather in Yoluwa, Ilari, Ojut, AY. Then stay in a little room, laugh, rejoice in the Holy Ghost, go out, preach, do the Lord, come back, and that's all. And that's all.
Say, Sunday afternoon. It's Sunday evening. A movie is out. The first question is, me and who is going? Who is taking me there? Some things are far from me, from you able to catch me. You are so far.
I say, wish I still have money to repeat what we did that night with Pastor Chamba and who else was there that night? Okay. I think wish it's possible. Let believers have your soft spots. That is just, I don't know how best to say. Let believers, no, please don't write that one down. Amen.
But that's the point. It's
that song that she's crying when she's singing, money will not move.
Yeah, money must not move you. It must not.
Nobody can talk to you. Sorry, I didn't everything. I'm using Sheyi as reference point.
Ask him.
Sander has been the tissue. Because anyway, you've got to get my size. Akim bought the last shoe I'm wearing for him. I don't know where he got his eyes from. Glory to God. It's nothing. There was a day my wife forgot. Sorry, not my. No, where I came to church, I was wearing cinema slippers. She used to bring clothes for me. And of course, maybe I didn't tell her or whichever. And she didn't bring shoe. I said, hey, did I go and pick your shoe? I said, don't his shoe. Hop the thing there. I'm on live stream. Oh, preach. Okay, what have they removed from me? You are not serious.
So some things say, no, make it panty. Relax.
Are you with me? Don't allow these things to give you a mindset. Most times it's from a father that will not collect comb early on Sunday morning. Not because I'm not saying it's good. So I'm just saying, walk on.
Some people before you're nothing.
Man of God. I don't become man of God. As you are stepping, you want, as you enter church like this, the sand just saying, welcoming. What do they call it? Grace. What do they call those things?
Let's relax.
Hallelujah.
So don't allow them to do anything to you. Those mindsets.
Yeah, in Badon, even I don't have anything, so I just go to my mechanic. Start talking to me about scripture. I got into with the Holy Ghost. So sad, the man died now. I mean, when I left the band.
So like that romance story that I made all of you cram. And but what? Condescend to men of what? No estate. Be not hide in your own conceit. Condescend to men of low estate. Seek to me. It's just me. I just seek, not really because they are. And I just seek to relate with believers. That's all. That's how I just put it. Seek to relate with believers, whichever kedah they are. That is sanity. It will save you. It will keep you. Don't, you may have lawyers, association, bar, everything, but when the believer calls, what do? Run. Amen, amen. Glory! Yay! You may have, association, but when I think, hey, Hebrews 1, I don't get it, though. What do you do? Sir, can you excuse me? Run. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Say the believer. Tickles me.
Something like that. Sorry, that's not correct. But So, Luke 1, almost there. Sorry for keeping you this long. Luke 1, verse 46. You read us, no? So, saying, wealth has been a symbol of pride, unbelief, stubbornness, arrogance. Luke 1, 46. Okay, let me read from 46. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden, for behold, and behold, from henceforth all generations shall come in blessed. For he that is mighty, glory to God, has done to me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is on them that fear him, and from generation to generation.
He has shield strength with his arm. He has scattered the what? The proud in the imagination of their hearts. Now, he has put down the mighty from their seat and exalted them of what? Low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent empty away. He has ordained his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, to his seed forever, and Mary abode with her. So, it has so, you can see that that verse 52, 53, like he had filled the hungry with goodies, the rich he sent away empty. So, rich there was a symbol of a man that is arrogant, that does not believe the word of God. Again, we read this one again. This Luke 12 again. Luke 12 verse 16. You see, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. Luke 12, 16. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, So thou hast much gold laid up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be what? Merry. For God said, thou fool, this night thy soul will be required of thee. And who shall these things be which thou hast provided? 21. Want to go, please? So is he that what? Laid up treasure for himself and is not rich. He's not rich towards God. Come on. So there's two riches. Get to that maybe tomorrow or Sunday. So, verse 24. Luke 6, 24, please. Luke 6, 24. Luke chapter 6, verse 24. But woe unto you that are rich, for you shall receive, you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Those are used figuratively for those things I talked about. Arrogance. So it's not the money, it's the arrogance, it's the stubbornness, it's the unbelief. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 26. 1 Corinthians 1 26. For you see your calling, brethren. For you see your calling, brethren. How that not many what? Wise men after the flesh, nor many mighty, nor many noble are called. Amen. James chapter 5, verse 1. James 5, verse 1. James 5, verse 1. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and wail for your mysteries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Go back to Luke 16. You know the story. Luke 16, verse 19. And there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and linen and feared sumptuously every day. See that? He feared sumptuously every day. That is where the sin came from. What the money did to him. What, like, he had no time for God. That's just how to put it there. That's the implication of that. Every day is gyration. Every day is shop right. Every day is, what else do you guys go? Every day is dominions. Every day is, no. Every day, just want to flex. That is a trait of a man in rebellion. That is a trait of an unbeliever. You must have time to seek God, okay? That's the point. There must be time to seek God. Luke 18. So much Luke today. Luke 18. Verse. Let me just read some last day, right? Then we close. Luke 18, verse 18. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Savannah to Kopatika Bandado. Ramis to Gavante and Gandaga Baso the Nakin Banana Stoke Banana Pro Tati and Stake of Alamanista. Bruna no stogo valande ko late bramake come on ali stogo vanti stovana yeganene sovamine ko ana mostoga mana no zonte mana no zoma na mostoma inda sto ala na ko stogo vala ma shanta na mostoma de ah where is the give this to
I pray for you. When decisions come, God will not be on your back seat. Man is to govern us together. I pray for you. Man is to govern us together. Man is to govern us together. When life pressure hits you, you will remember who you are. You remember who you are. You remember whose you are. You remember who you live for. When family pressure comes, when parental pressure comes, when they all eat you like a torrent, cantilla, runner, so God, this your reality will yet help you to overcome. Yeah, it will yet help you to overcome. And so don't discard these learnings in your mind. Please don't discard these learnings in your mind. For God relies on your sanity for the progress of His mission at. God relies on your consecration, on your dedication to His word, and for the progress of His word on earth. Don't you know that He can do nothing until we obey Him? Don't you know that He can progress? He can progress not in the salvation of the world until He sees willing men. Yeah, men willing to go all the way from Him. And because don't see yourself little. Yeah. Don't see yourself little at all. No. Don't see yourself little. Yeah. Nothing around you right now should discourage you. Don't see yourself little. For many more are actually looking for what you have already attained unto. Many more are already waiting for what for the little you know. But this one in your mind will only be productive in their heart when there is commitment. When you go out there, you show yourself as an ambassador of the gospel. That means written all over you is commitment. Written all over you is dedication. Written all over you is consecration. These are not things you preach. These are things you do. These are things you exemplify with your life. Yeah. People see you and they interpret. They know what commitment to God's word is. People see you and they interpret. They know what dedication to God's will is. People see you. And they know. It's clear to them how ministry should be done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be careful of relatives. That word appeared before my face right now. Be careful of relatives. They don't know what you are going through. They don't know the journey in God that you are. They are not there. So it will be impossible for them to see life from your view. Yeah, it will be impossible. Yeah, know when to avoid, know when to just dodge those ideas, know when to avoid totally. Be careful of relatives. Be careful. Be careful. Yeah, God is not against you and your family. But you have set your feet upon the plow. You have bought gold and you can, and it's not time to sell it because of relatives. At times, all their words looks like justifiable, looks like true, but don't forget there's a greater reality in God's word. This reality is true any day. The reality in God's word is true any day. It's true regardless of your present situation, regardless of your present circumstance, regardless, it's always true. It's always true. Don't water down all you have learned. Don't water down what you know because of the advice of somebody, because of the words of somebody, because of the complaining of somebody. You are a man of God. You are a man that God depends on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just pray on that, everybody. Just pray on that. Just pray on that. Just pray on that. Come on, pray. Come on, pray on that. He loves us. He loves us. He loves with your spirit, Lord. Take us and lift us up. We now fail, we will not fall. Lift us up, lift us up. Lift us up in the spirit, Lord. Take our hands and lift us up. We now fail, we will not fall. Heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Heal us with your spirit, Lord. Take our hands and lift us up. We now fail, we now fall. Heal us up. Heal us up.
Fill us with your spirit, Lord. Take our hands, lift us up. We not fail, we not fall.
When you think, you will see that a lot of people have started this race and left it midway. Keep praying. A lot of people have started and left it midway. I said on Sunday, some of you, the person that left you to a place like this is no longer here. It's no longer in passionate ministry as you are.
He loves us. Fill us with your spirit, Lord. Take our hands, lift us up. We not fail when we not fall.
A lot of people that taught me, that mentored me in this truth, I can't find them. A lot of people that we agreed together years ago in Zamfara said, we push this word to the end of the year, we do this. Today I can't find them. Either due to marriage, due to work, due to greener pastures. All things that will fade away with mortality.
Fill us with your spirit, Lord. Take our hands, lift us up. We not fail, we will not fall. Fill us up, please fill us up. Fill us with your spirit, Lord. Take our hands, lift us up. We will not fail, we will not fall. Fill us with your spirit, Lord. Take us, lift us up. We will not fail, we will not fall. Come, make us feel us in your arms, O Lord. Anointed and useful and full of good works, let us always be successful. Give us the grace to be used to build up your church, used to glorify your name. Yes, O Lord, and the Master gave a learning that my container in my day. Yemali brotola make voli mazate impola etola kibrotola mazafala matekate. I am convenient with your will. I am satisfied with your will. Fill us with your spirit, Lord. Now take our hands, lift us up. We will not fail, we will not fall. Yam na ne no kota rose bolata. Le bola mana mana de kenta tete. Pray like you feel it. Pray like you want it. Pray like you need it. Pray, 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 pray. Kanta la mana ke molaste. Improta la te. Elina mala mala ntostoga fate te te te. The waves of life may be strong, but God will keep you. He will strengthen you. He will hold you up. You will never fail. When the wind comes, when the storms come, focus on the learning in your mind. Focus on the word. Focus on the spirit. Focus on the believers beside you. Focus on the church, on what you are preaching. You will not fail, you will not fall. God trusts you, God depends on you. You will not fail, you will not fall. The work will be done, men will be blessed. When you give your all to this call, men will be saved. There will be fear when you give your all to this cause. Take us on, fill us on, fill us with your spirit, Lord. Take our hands, lift us up. We will not fail, we will not fall. Unlimited temperance malamala malama sovateke imalarateke valama shatalamata tatatate malatatate malabala rosava 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 latate inkentoli mazimboli rosava linda now insteke volama steke valama shatalama stekete infrateke tola malabala valalale ilala prolabosa nima ketoli ma 5 years to come, 10 years to come, you are yet born in the will of God. 20 years to come, come what may, you are found in His vineyard. Pillars of Patike Pali Ratate Kalima Sembalin Kantoli Mayendali Rasata Malan Yeto Lamakam Pracha Landadam. Women land and also totally brought on dark Eliza. When wealth comes, when marriage comes, you will be found in the will of God. When pressure comes, when pressure goes, you'll be found doing the same things. You are filled, you are helped by the Spirit of living God. He loves us.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come watch me, Lord. Come watch me. Come watch me, Lord. See, guys, listen. Expect it, okay? The word tells us that the storms will come. Those storms are no reason why you forget all you have ever learned. The word told you that the storm will come, the waves will come. It didn't say the fresh breeze. It says storms. That means a storm will naturally move you away if you are not funded. That's a storm. That means it will be heavy. It will look like the only way out is to succumb to this pressure. But you are filled. You are filled. You are filled with spirit. You are filled with good company. So it's a storm. That's the point. It's a storm. That is how it's meant to be. Yeah. Those challenges, they are normal. You expect them. They will shake you. But you will not be shaken. Because your feet is funded in God's word. God's word. Yes, after just on your knees, just hold them to your neighbor, just pray with him together. Just pray with him for 2 minutes. And just pray together. Just pray. Just pray. In the next 30 years, I will be asking about your PR book. You will not get tired of it. In the next 40 years, you will still be talking about discipleship. Discipleship. Then we are not, it's not by then, we have moved from Christology to Mariology or something, no. Now you have known the truth, sell it not. We sell it not. We sell it not. Just pray, just pray. We sell it not. We sell it not. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Sit down, please. Sit down, thank you. Sometimes to balance sometimes. Used to build up your church. Used to glorify your name. I'm still trying to form these words. I received it. Deception abounds. Don't risk it. Don't risk it. Yeah. Don't risk a company that will deceive you. Deception abounds, okay? Don't risk it. Yeah, it abounds. Some people are unwilling deceivers, actually. Some people are willing, some people are unwilling. But the end point of both is deception. He is the only thing that we must not stop doing. Is the only must not stop doing. That's the only thing. That's the point. May the Lord bless your decisions. May the Lord bless your family. Bless your work. Bless the fruits of your labor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. See you tomorrow.